Good evening, everyone, and welcome. This is Mel Friedman from How I Cured Morgellons. And here tonight, we're with all of you to share some of the diets that have been created by people who are suffering from or are almost cured of our hideous disease. We're going to allow all our guests to introduce themselves and present their diet contribution, which can be found on the website at this moment in the forum under conference call this Sunday. They will also be added in the conference call archives and in the FAQ diet section by next Wednesday morning, so that anyone who's interested in anything will have easy access either by listening to the conference call at a later date or making some notes off the forum, either out of the forum itself or in our FAQ section. I'd like to check and make sure that all our guests are here tonight, and then we'll get started. Good evening. Are you there, Bill?
I am here.
And good evening. Are you there, Peter?
Yes. Hello, I'm here.
And good evening. Are you there, Monica?
I am indeed. Hi.
Hi. I'd like to say thank you very much to all of you for the time and effort that you've put into it even before we start, because up to this point I know that a great deal of your time went into doing what you've done to help others, and I am greatly appreciative. I'd also like to say that I'm sorry to announce that our co-host won't be joining us tonight. Poor John B. is truck broke down on the side of the road somewhere in Georgia. So we'll all say a little prayer that John gets everything accomplished and safely, and then we're going to move along. First, we're going to start tonight, or before I say we're going to start tonight, are there any questions that anyone would like to ask before we start tonight? Anyone out there with a question? Okay, and then I'm going to say we're going to start this evening with Bill, who is going to do, if I'm not mistaken, breakfast with Bill. Take it away, buddy.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Bill. I'm from North Carolina. The Morgellons I got about a year ago around this time. And it kind of snuck up on me. I didn't know what it was. I was getting bitten, and it's kind of like, what is biting me? I couldn't figure it out. I actually had a little scratch mark in my forearm, and I went to the VA emergency room because I thought I had scabies when I went to the Internet and looked it up. And they looked at it, and they said, well, you haven't got scabies. I said, well, what do you think I should do? Because I had other bites on me. They saw it, and they said, yeah, I don't know what to do. I think probably go home and kill the bugs. That was the only thing I got it. So that's when I panicked. I came back, looked on the Internet, and once I saw there was one up there that said, I've got bitten by something, I can't identify it. I looked at those websites for Morgellons, and I was absolutely terrified. I was absolutely sick. And this went on for a day. I didn't sleep that night, the next night, and so forth. I was just panicking. And then I came across a website, How I Cure Morgellons, and that happened to be by Mel Friedman, the host of tonight's show here. And so when I saw that, I looked in there, and then I emailed Mel, and I said, geez, Mel, I don't know if this site's still current because a lot of these blogs were from 2009. And I said, if you can, would you please give me a call? Because I said, I'm terrified. I don't know what to do. And I didn't expect to hear from him. I'll be darned, the next day he called me. And he went over, and I'll tell you what, I was so relieved when he called. And I said, wow, this is terrific. And that's when I, after talking to Mel and getting into the program and everything else, I got on Mel's protocol. And then I started, of course, with the diet. I can tell you this, though, with the with everything, it was such a change in my life. I mean, it just flipped me 180 degrees. And I tell people this, and I tell them what I went through, and they don't believe it, but, you know, it did happen. And, it can be cured, but it takes discipline, and commitment. One of the biggest things for me was, of course, the environment, getting these out of my townhome here. And, you know, I read so many things, what to do and that and so forth. And thank God now we've had it down to a science on Mel's website here, and we're adding to it more and more. You know, a simple thing like washing your clothes, that can be really, really tough. I was getting bit for like 4 months. I did not know that you could wash with MMS, and it kills them. I tried everything else, including the borax, what people talked about, and ammonia and vinegar and so forth. Nothing killed them. The MMS did. That was a new beginning for me. All of a sudden, I wasn't getting bitten at all. And then as far as getting rid of them in the house, you know, there's the diatomaceous earth. There was a clean green, a bunch of other products and so forth. Clean green and diatomaceous worked the best for me. As far as the diet, I lost. I was 170 pounds. I want to tell you something. I was 170 pounds for 40 years. I'm in my 60s. For 40 years, I was 170, 172, 168, but right around that mark. And 3 months' time, I lost 43 pounds. I went down to 127. And, I mean, I was just getting bones. And it was dreadful. But a lot of that was because I had to change my diet. And I had to eat foods that I wasn't used to. I mean, I was a meat and potato guy, but I ate healthy. I never used salt. I never used sugar. And I very rarely ate meat. You know, I mean, I did, but not gorge on it like some people do as far as fast food and so forth. I never had anything deep fried like French fries and so forth, occasionally, but certainly not a steady diet. So that was the biggest thing for me when I had a change in the rules were don't eat anything that's boxed. Well, that's when it came to breakfast time. I can tell you because I ate multigrain Cheerios. I love that. I'm gorging those things down at breakfast. I would have 3, sometimes 4 bowls. I love those things. And I'm thinking, I'm eating healthy because I'm eating all this stuff. And I ate too much processed food, so I completely had a change. And that was a problem for me because I've never been accused of being a cook. And I tell people if I didn't have a microwave, I'd starve to death. So that was key that I had my microwave. And then I started being creative. And I'd ask friends of mine who work and do holistic medicine, food, and everything else. And they said, oh, go to Whole Foods. So I went to Whole Foods, looked there, and of course I didn't know what I was looking. I had some vegetables. I didn't even know how to pronounce the names. But I tried a little bit at a time. And then I developed this for me, and I came across with a breakfast which was filling to me because, you know, I didn't know how to start because what I was eating was I'd have a handful of almonds, natural almonds, and that were not roasted or salted, and I'd have 3 fried eggs, and that was it because I said, I can't eat anything else. I don't know what to do. I was just starving myself because it just wasn't enough for me. I needed something that was more filling for me. And that's when I came across the product, and I went to Trader Joe's because there's one in my town here. And Trader Joe's has some real good food, and I trust their food. They're pretty good there, what they have. And they tend to be a little less expensive than Whole Foods or Earth Fair or some of the other ones out there. And they're good. And they have something called rolled oats. It's called Trader Joe's rolled oats. It's $4.99. And from the store from them, you get 22 servings on that. Just comparing that to Cheerios, I'd go through a bag of Cheerios and a box of Cheerios in 2 days. That was costing me $3.50. So I'd get how many servings out of it? I'd get 8. So I'd get 22 servings out of this for the $4.99. So it's kind of like, wow, and it's better for me, much better. So what I do is very simply I put the rolled oats in a half a cup, and then a cup of warm water, put in a microwave for 2 minutes. And after 2 minutes, you open it up, stir a little bit, and another 30 seconds, then I would take it out. And what I was doing initially, I was frying 2 eggs for me, okay, and so that I have the eggs, and then I have the oatmeal. And that just took too much time. All of a sudden, my breakfast was taking 45 minutes by the time I cleaned everything up and so forth and that. And so I just, after a while, I said, you know what, I'm just going to throw, I was throwing raw eggs in there. And then I said, oh, I don't even know what poached eggs were, but I read it. Okay, I'll try that. So I take a couple of poached eggs, put them in a glass, and put them on a microwave for like 40, 50 seconds. So it's like a poached taste to it. I put them in the cereal, mix it up, Then I put some sea salt in there and some cayenne pepper because I like that little bit of bite. And the critters inside don't like cayenne pepper, so that was good. And then I always like bread, but, you know, you're not supposed to eat the wheats and the barley and so forth. So what I got was Trader Joe's has a rice bread, and you can get that rice bread. I couldn't find that at Whole Foods in my area. Some others may carry it, but the rice bread is good. It's a brown rice bread. I mean, the thing, a loaf is hard as a rock. I thought it was all stale because no one was buying it, but that's the way it is. It's toasted and absolutely tastes great. You know, that's not cheap. It's $4.59 or something like that for a loaf, but, you know, at least I could eat that. So that was enjoyable. I put butter on there, or else I'd put organic coconut oil. I put, oh, by the way, on a coconut, when I cook that that oats, when it comes out of the microwave, I'll take 2 tablespoons of the organic coconut oil, and I'll mix it in there. That way I get my coconut oil, which is antibacterial. It's good. Or else I even put it on the toast sometimes. But most of the time I put butter on the toast, put cinnamon in there, and for a drink I would have coconut milk. And that was good. So I had to give up all milk, too, so I used the coconut milk. And that was my breakfast. So I'll have some almonds, maybe a handful of almonds or something like that, maybe 8 to 10 almonds with that. And let me just see what else I got here. I'm looking to see if there's anything else. And
variation.
Yeah, there have been a variation. Sometimes I will add some flaxseed to the cereal, or else I'll throw a few blueberries on there. And occasionally I will have a banana or orange. I try to stay away from those because there is sugar in those, so that's kind of a treat for me if I have that. And that might be every 2 weeks I might have that because I try and stay away from sugar totally. And I think that's about it. Well, I'm looking here at my notes here. I know that coconut milk, I get the regular flavor. They have vanilla, but I know that has sugar in it. And I know almond milk has sugar in it, too, so I just use coconut milk, and that's good. And I prefer coconut milk over the almond milk anyway. So,
and so you figure you've come up with a simple, a quick, and a nutritious breakfast that fills you up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that holds me till like 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, and I might have a quick lunch. And that's it. Before that, I mean, I could eat, if I did not have that cereal and I was just eating some almonds and whatever else I could find, even some salad, because I didn't know what to do. I was starved. And within an hour, I was starved. I'm thinking,
no, I remember when we talked about this at the beginning, and I told you that, you know, once you got your diet lined up, and it might take a while, because us older guys, you know, we're set in our ways. It takes a lot of time to change. But, you know, being afraid of dying makes it a little simpler. Anyway, you've introduced yourself, sir, okay, and you've given your breakfast with Bill. Why don't you tell the people about how long you're around and how far you feel you've progressed?
For the first 5 months, it was tough because I had to change everything in my house. The clothing, I threw tons of clothing out. I threw all the fabrics that were in my house out. I had a leather couch, so I kept that, but I had a recliner, which was a fabric. And I got so paranoid, I probably threw more out than what I had to, but I just it was just on me. And I.
How long have you been sick now, and how far along do you feel you've come?
I'm at the 90% level here now.
And how long have you been with us?
1 year.
Okay.
1 year. 1 year.
Okay. Because you know, Billy, that I've also talked to you about, I never threw anything away. And when people ask me that, if they haven't thrown things away, I tell them once you get the disease under control, you'll be able to control everything else.
That's so true.
Bill, I'm very, very grateful, and I think that you did a wonderful job. And I think what I'd like to do is go ahead and we'll move along now with Pete, and then we'll come back and we'll field any questions people have for you and the other guests at the end of the show. Is that okay?
That's super, Mel. Thank you.
Okay. No. Don't thank me, sir. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for helping. Peter, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, everybody. My name is Peter. I'm a 59-year-old semi-retired school teacher, and I live in a small bedroom community in Northern California. I work part-time as a social worker at a 3 days a week at a retirement community for frail elderly. So wellness and diet and things, although for 40 years I've lived on fast food and TV dinners, which is part of the reason I think I was immunocompromised and got this disease, I paid particularly attention to diet. And as a low-income senior, I don't make a lot of money only working 3 days a week. I've structured my diet around two things. Number one, I try to keep my sugar under 20 grams a day in all the foods that I eat. And the second thing is I try to make it as cost-effective through looking for bargains whenever I'm out and about. As a matter of fact, my portal is How Lucky Can You Get, and I have several diet aids in my ongoing posts on there. I try to post once a week, so if you need to revisit my portal, you can find some of these value bargains by going back through my portal that I'm going to share with you tonight.
What's the name of the thread, Pete?
I'm sorry?
What's the name of your thread in the forum?
The name of my thread is How Lucky Can You Get. And I'll take a minute and tell you that it seems like you might be saying, how can a person consider themselves lucky by having this disease? But the reason I consider myself the luckiest man alive is Mel's website, the How I Cured Magellan's website, was the second website I discovered. The first one was a website where I put extensive research into the biology and chemistry of the actual organism. But I've always been of the line of thinking, folks, to where, and I think Mel is on board with this too, it doesn't matter where this thing came from. What matters is that we spend all our time and energy in trying to eradicate it from our bodies and get well. And I must tell you that diet is critical, in my opinion, to getting well. I've had the disease since January of this year. I got a bug bite back in January of this year. I have no idea what it was because I didn't see it. Scratched it in my sleep to where it bled, and within 30 days, I had 14 open lesions on both of my forearms, which I'm proud to tell you have completely all closed off. I was having difficulty, fearful that I was going to lose my job. I'm now functioning at a high level at my work again. My last post will let everyone know I moved to 12 drops MMS 2 weeks back, and I've had some real stomach and diarrhea issues. I think I'm purging biofilm from my gut now, and it's been huge and weakening. But Monica, who you'll hear from directly, has reassured me that that's part and parcel of the process. And, you know, I started this disease at 220, and I'm down to 180. But even through this last crisis, I've held about 178, 180. All the weight loss has come off my stomach, which from what I understand is toxic fat. But I have to tell you again, the diet that I use is not only cost effective, it's also what I believe is critical in terms of reduction of sugar and making it as well balanced as I can. So I've been on the protocol. I'm into my fourth month, folks, on the protocol. My lesions are all healed. Rhizomes are down. I still have some microfibers and some glitter, which Monica has explained to me is pretty normal. But I don't know that I can attach a percentage to my wellness, but I think I'm somewhere around 60% at this point at 4 months. And I'd say I'm entering, if you broke your detox into thirds, I'd say I'm early into my second third of my detox right now. And I've always had a very, very low tolerance to drugs of any kind. So I had what might have been my major Herx at 12 drops, which is kind of low for most people. But, I don't know if it was or not. But thankfully, yesterday and today, after 10 days of just really feeling terrible, I'm starting to feel like myself again. And I've had a serious detox from my gut in the last 7 days, and my arms are even feeling better at this point. So I think I've turned a huge corner there. So at this point, it's just stay on the diet and stay on the protocol and make sure that I follow all the steps I need to. I would like to text.
What are these good foods?
Okay, yeah. What I did for you folks is I put together a typical breakfast I'll have, a typical lunch, and a typical dinner. And then I'm going to include the items that I use and the costs. So those of you like myself or that are low income might be able to take advantage of what I do. Hopefully everyone has a Walmart in their area because I find a lot of my materials at Walmart. Although I do not do the produce there. I do my produce at Raley's. But a typical breakfast of me, folks, is pretty much the same every day. And once again, as Bill has said, I used to love cereal, but I can't do that anymore. So I'll start with a breakfast every day will include a half an avocado. I get my avocados at Walmart because anything like a banana or a husk is okay from what I've read. So avocados at Walmart are 68 cents a piece. So I'll get like 8 of them for $5 or so. I'll have a half an avocado. I include a lemon with every meal because lemon is very alkalizing. So I'll have a half a wedge of lemon. Depending on how hungry I am or how much I feel the need for nourishment, I'll have either one or two hard-boiled eggs. I get my hard-boiled eggs, my lemons at Walmart. Lemons are 42 cents a piece. The hard-boiled eggs are organic in the dairy section for $3.08 for a dozen, which is about the best price I've been able to find. And I'll go ahead and boil up a dozen at a time and put them in the fridge because also, like Bill, I'm not a person that loves to cook. I hate to cook, and I don't have the time in the morning or the energy for cooking, so I like to be able to get my stuff and go. So I'll include with that so a half an avocado, a half a lemon wedge, one or two hard-boiled eggs. With every meal, I have raw almonds. I get them on sale at Raley's. I wait for they're on sale at Raley's for $3.99 a pound because normally they can be upwards of $4.99 or $5.99, and I'll just get a pound of them. So I'll have a handful of raw almonds. And then recently I found Nature Valley cereal. It's buckwheat, millet, and amaranth and flaxseed cereal. So I'll add in a third of a cup of that and you can get that for $2.50 a box in the organic aisle at Raley's if you have one, or maybe you can find it at a Safeway or a Lucky's. Most of them have organic aisles. Some stores are mixed in, but they all have organic products. And I'll do a third of a cup of that, just a little bit to top off the almonds and the avocado and the eggs and the lemon. And the cereal at Raley's is $2.50 a box, 10 servings per box, and it is organic. The coconut that I use, I buy a coconut concentrate. It's Golden Star. It's in the Asian food section at Walmart. It's $1.48 for a 13.2-ounce can. What I'll do is I'll add a can to a pitcher, and then I add distilled water to it, some cinnamon, and I buy for $3.24, I get a large bottle of Boathouse Farms organic carrot juice. It's high in sugar content, so one of those will last me through a week and a half of coconut milk because I'll add a little bit of that in just for flavor. So that pretty much is my breakfast. Real quick, a half an avocado, a half a lemon wedge, one or two hard-boiled eggs, raw almonds, and a third of a cup of buckwheat, millet, and amaranth cereal. I find that that sustains me to lunch. At lunch, and the sugar content on that is very low. A typical lunch for me at Walmart, you can find both small, medium, and large shrimp based upon what your preference is. But I like the medium to large shrimp. You get 31 to 40 of them for $5, which is a great price. A typical lunch for me will be 6 to 8 medium-sized shrimp. 3 ounces of quinoa polenta. Polenta is it's not like brown rice, but it's like a flour. And I buy it at Raley's also. It's $3.59, and it comes in a big package of, like, if you imagine a package of bologna that you'd squeeze out, cut off one end and squeeze out. And I'd say it's about 8 inches long, so I'll cut off a two and a half inch wedge of it. I'll throw it in the microwave for a minute, and I've got like a mashed potatoes dish on the side of my shrimp. Both the shrimp and the polenta have zero sugar. At Walmart, I found something called Spring Mix. It has 10 essential greens in it. I'm not going to even imagine to go over them with you, but there's 10 different types of greens in it, and it's only $2.38 for a bin that's organic. That'll give you an easy four servings of your essential greens. So I add in a small salad of essential greens with the olive oil, and like Bill, I use the ground peppers that I buy. Another half a lemon wedge, another half of avocado, another handful of almonds, and a glass of coconut milk with the Boathouse carrot juice and cinnamon in it. So it's a very nutritious lunch. The sugar on that lunch is somewhere between 5 and 8 grams because of the carrot juice. I find that sustains me most of the afternoon, seems to be nourishing me quite well since I've held my weight on this. I've been on this diet for 60 days, and I don't vary from it a bit. The quinoa polenta, again, is 359 pre-cooked in the organic aisle at Raley's. It'll provide about 4 servings. Slice and microwave for a minute and add a little salt, a little sea salt. And the organic spring mix is in the produce section at Walmart, 238. It's Spring Valley, and it's pre-washed, too, so you just throw it in your bowl and go. A typical dinner, then, for me, you know, I've learned from reading on the website. By the way, reading the articles, I would suggest everyone read the diet articles on there, alkaline versus acid. It will give you a more comprehensive understanding of how the foods you're eating are fueling your body and keeping it alkaline, which I think is critical to keeping this disease in check. A typical dinner for me, I buy at Safeway. And you can also find this at Lucky's from time to time. I wait till it's on sale. It goes on sale about once a week. It's range-fed broiled organic hamburger. It's fed on grass, no hormones, no preservatives. It's about $2.29 a pound when it's on sale. What I'll do is I'll take it and I'll spread it out in a pan with some aluminum foil so I don't even worry about cleaning the pan. I just dump the foil when I'm done. And I'll throw it in and boil it. Just like a big meatloaf, I'll add garlic into it if I'm feeling industrious that day, or I'll just sprinkle minced garlic on top, the ground kind of garlic that you can buy also at Walmart. And I'll add in some olive oil on top. And if I'm getting a scale on the same taste, a lot of times I'll add in some olives. I'll just push some olives through, and it becomes kind of like a meatloaf. I cut that into 4 wedges, and you end up with about 4 ounces per wedge, which is, according to John, a good serving of meat. And John has indicated we should all include a little meat in our from, you know, at least a couple times a week. But I've been a meat and potatoes guy like you, Bill, so I add the meat in every dinner. If I don't have the chicken, beef, I'll vary that with range, the same ready-fed broiled chicken. I get 4 thighs with the skin on because it's cheaper. The price varies at Raley's or Safeway, but it's about $4.25, and there's 4 to a package, and one will give you a nice 4-ounce meat item also. With dinner, religiously, I add in a huge red onion wedge. I found that the red onions, red vegetables really, really seem to do well by me. So I'll add in a red onion wedge, a couple large radishes that aren't that expensive that I get organic. I get those at Raley's too. Or a slice, I'll buy a big red pepper or a green pepper, and I'll add in a slice of green pepper. And I'll alternate cucumber or a green squash with that. Once again, I have a half an avocado, another half or a full lemon based upon, you know, how my stomach's feeling, and 3 ounces of brown rice. Like Bill, I get the brown rice bread, so, you know, a big wedge of brown rice bread, and once again, the coconut milk with the cinnamon and carrot juice. So real quick again, 4 ounces of range-fed boiled organic hamburger, or boiled chicken thighs, red or green bell pepper, always 2 large red radishes and a large red onion wedge, always a lemon, half an avocado, and the brown rice and coconut milk. That's it. I will vary vegetables when they're on sale at Walmart. I'll get the spaghetti or the butter squash. I wait for it to go on sale. I'll cheat with sugar occasionally with, like Bill, an orange, or I like the nectarines when they're on sale at Raley's, the organic nectarines. And granny green apples, I can add in, you know, I can add in one every other day because they don't turn rapidly to sugar in your system. For snacks, if I get hungry in between meals, I'll eat sunflower or pumpkin seeds. You can get those at Trader Joe's, too. They're, you know, they're also alkalizing. So if you put those 3 components of diet in place for your 3 meals of the day, you're right around 20 grams of sugar. This diet doesn't require much cooking, which I don't like to do, and for me, it's kept me satiated and feeling well-nourished. I've held my weight at 180 for 2 months on this diet. I haven't varied much from it in 60 days. I do the supplements, and, you know, although I would say to everyone that, you know, all of our metabolisms are different, you have to find the foods that work best for you, but I'm a strong advocate of lemon, avocado, and almonds with every meal. And I think you'll find great success if you follow some of the tips that I've given you tonight. I hope everyone stays in the fight. This is as what Mel and I love to use the word, an insidious disease, and you cannot quit on it for a day. Sugar is the big enemy. So, you know, and one last thing I want to say, and then I'll turn it back over to you, Mel, is I do all my vegetables whole. In other words, I don't cook any of them. And the reason I do that is I feel that I get more of a nourishment value out of them, and I also feel that it helps run food through my intestines and my bowels quicker, which keeps me regular, and the fact that I don't like to cook. So, you know, I hope those tips are helpful for those of you out there that are low income. I hope it's giving you some idea on how to vary three meals that can be very, very nutritious, very fun, and very easy and cost effective.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you very, very much. Now, I'd like to say two quick things, and then we're going to move along. First is that Trader Joe's, compared to Whole Foods, and I hope I don't get in trouble, seems to have everything you need and seems to be less expensive. That's one. Number two, anything that you heard today, you can find in print, in the forum, under the conference call announcement. In the FAQ section, we have what dietary changes are necessary, and that's where we keep all our diet information. There are many live links to many wonderful constructive diet suggestions, as well as anything that's presented by a Morgellons sufferer that is going to benefit others is going to be added to that section, as you'll see. So if you're not taking notes, don't even worry about it. We're going to deal with that for you. We're going to have it available for you a couple of days after the conference call is over. And right now, the things that are being discussed tonight are already printed in the forum on the conference call announcement. And each day they've been moved over to the FAQs under the diet section. Now, I was going to pretend to be Sonia because my trainer from physical therapy, who's British, was going to pretend to be Sonia tonight, so we had some accent going. But he's in the process of physically moving his family and was unable to make it. So instead of hearing a third male voice in a row, I think I'll pretend to be Sonia after Monica does her part. Go ahead, Monica.
Okay, sure. So my name is Monica, and I have been on the protocol, 11 months this past September the 10th, and so October will be my one-year anniversary. I would probably say I'm in the 90% cured area with the disease. That's probably something I've recently sort of said out loud to both you and myself, because just my personality, if there's the slightest symptom, I'm not cured. That's just how I am. But unlike my friends here, I actually like to cook, and I don't know how. So no offense to you guys. I really enjoyed what you had to say, but I like to cook. So for all of you who like to cook, like myself, you know, there's no reason for you to starve. You just sort of have to figure out how to prepare your food in a way that's going to best serve your body in terms of eradicating this disease. So what I presented everyone with is a lazy recipe for those of us who like vegetables and kind of have a little bit of a gourmet palate like myself. But at the same time, you don't really feel like cooking that day. So it's called Roasted Vegetable Medley. And what you're going to need is about 2 cups of baby carrots, 2 cups of Brussels sprouts cut in half, 2 cups of radishes cut in half, 2 onions quartered. You could use yellow or red if you're Peter. Half of a cauliflower cut into florets. 1.5 to 2 cups of extra virgin olive oil, 1 tablespoon of coarsely ground sea salt. I like to use sea salt because it's better for your body. 1 to 2 teaspoons of black pepper. I kind of prefer black pepper. I like a lot of pepper in my food. And 4 cloves of garlic mint. You'll need 2 lemons, fresh lemon juice, And there's a couple ways of going about doing that. You can squeeze it with your hand. I like to dab the half of the lemon with a fork and then give it a little twist and then squeeze. You just can get more juice that way and even some of the pulp. Basically what you do with this, and this is where it's so much fun and so lazy. Now you've gotten all of those things together. You literally just throw it in a roasting pan, making sure that all of your vegetables are covered with the lemon juice and with the olive oil, salt, and pepper. Just make sure everything's kind of like marinade, but, you know, not really, because you're not going to leave it. After everything is, you know, nicely coated, what you're going to do is you're basically going to throw it in the oven to about 375 to 400 degrees. You're going to leave it in there about 45 minutes, or at least until all the vegetables are cooked through. And if you'll notice, when you go and look at this recipe, I've given you quite a bit of vegetables. And the idea when I first created this was I didn't want to cook for a few days. So if you take the time to cook this, you know, one time, you actually have enough vegetables for several meals. I am a vegetable person. I snack on these things. You know, if you're near a microwave or whatever during lunchtime or during the snack time and, you know, you don't have your raw almonds handy, which I do eat raw almonds, by the way, really good stuff. You know, you can pop this in the microwave. You can add it to your organic meats that you're making that night for dinner. You can add it to fish or whatever you're using. But the point of the matter is it's just kind of there and kind of handy for you. So really simple, really good for you. I mean, we have our friends in this, you know, garlic, which we know is antifungal. We have our good friends in this recipe, extra virgin olive oil. We know it's antifungal, antibacterial. We have our really good friend lemon. And all of these vegetables, if you do your research on them, most of them are alkalining vegetables. So I'm really trying to cover all bases with this when I created this for myself. And, you know, I'm very happy to share it with you. So it's really that simple, you know, roasted vegetable medley. It's actually very easy, but it looks fancy when you make it. And so that's pretty much it, Mel.
Okay. Is there anything else that you'd like to say while you're here?
What would I like to say? What I would like to say is that, you know, if everybody's sort of been keeping up with my journey, which is, you know, under the post living with this for a few months, you know, if you've been following me, you've seen me go through the worst of this and really get better. And it hasn't been always easy, but it's absolutely positively been worth it. You know, my major complaint now is, oh, gosh, I still have fungal hairs coming out of my scalp, and it doesn't itch. There's no biting. You know, the purging is probably at the most minimal I've experienced throughout this entire journey. So it can happen. Health can be restored. Your life can absolutely be changed. And, you know, you get to lose a few pounds while you're doing it, and so you can get your sexy back. Yes, I really said that. And just feel good about this. But, you know, just hang in there. You know, as I was saying to Peter earlier, you know, the big hurt, there is times where you really are at a low point and you are going to cry. If you think you're going to go through this protocol and not cry, well, just please refer to my posting because you are. But, you know, as I've said before and I'll say this again, you're stronger than the disease. Anything that you kill off, it means you are going to have a longer and happier life and a healthier life. So I just want to make sure that everybody understands that even at your lowest moment with this disease, while you're on the protocol, while you're watching your diet, you know, remember there is absolutely light at the end of the tunnel. There's so many people that have been on the protocol that are absolutely cured, and I am so close, I can freaking taste it. So, just stick on the protocol, you guys. Stick on the protocol. And that's all I wanted to say. Mel, thank you so much for the opportunity. Every single conversation I've ever had with you, and all the laughs and giggles. And yeah, thank you, everyone.
Well, thank you very much for giving back to the community and helping to spread the word, because people get tired of hearing just my voice, and it's great to hear new voices who are stepping forward and helping. Now, like I said, I was going to get my ex-physical therapist, who was the person who helped me rehabilitate my hip. I no longer have therapy. It'll be a month in October 18th for my hip replacement. Man, life couldn't really be better. For an old man, I do a lot of fun things, let me tell you. So, Sonia is from Australia, and Sonia won't be with us tonight because it was incredibly expensive for her to try to do this. But she sent me a recipe, and she sent me a statement. Sonia, again, as I say, is from Australia, and she was the reason that the thread in our forum, Hello Down Under, was started. Sonia is in her 16th month on the protocol, and she claims that she is 95% more gallons free. Sonia started a thread in our forum 4 or 5 months ago called 90% free or cured. So, in my best Australian, and it ain't good. Well, she says, my name is Sonia and I live in Australia. My origin is Croatian and the recipe is from that part of the world. I follow Mel's protocol and I am now 95% free of Morgellons symptoms. What we eat is very important. A healthy diet is an essential part of our healing program. Amen. It's true. If you can't change your diet, I doubt you can get all better. Here is one of my favorite dishes, not mine, Sonia's, which is not only delicious, but is very healthy. Something from the Barbie. Barbecued whole red snapper. Now we're going to need about 2 pounds of a whole snapper. We're going to need salt and pepper. 3 garlic cloves chopped for a marinade. 3 garlic cloves minced for garlic bread. 5 tablespoons of chopped basil leaves. 6 teaspoons of fresh parsley chopped. 10 to 12 teaspoons extra virgin olive oil. 1 lemon slice. A few slices of Italian bread cut 1 inch thick. Batter. Batter. The method. You got to preheat the barbecue to a medium high. Clean the surface of the grill with a grill brush. Brush the surface of the hot grill with vegetable oil. Rinse the fish inside and out under cold running water. Clean and scale fish. Remove excess fins to prevent burning. Pat dry with a paper towel. Make 3 shallow cuts, 1/2 inch deep in the thickest part of each fish. In a medium bowl, add 7 tablespoons of olive oil, salt, herbs, pepper, 2 garlic cloves chopped. Put the fish in a suitable plate. Add 3 tablespoons of olive oil all over the fish. Use a little bit of marinade to the incisions, the center of the fish that you cut. Season both sides with salt, pepper, and oil. Leave it in 1/2 hour in all of this. Get that grill ready now. All right, it's ready. Place that snapper on the preheated grill. You barbecue the snapper 20 to 25 minutes or until cooked thoroughly. Turn halfway, mix minced garlic with the batter, brush lightly with this. During the last 5 minutes of grilling, place the bread around the outer edges of the grill to toast, about 4 minutes, turning once. Carefully transfer the fish to a serving plate, use the rest of the marinade as a dressing, serve with sliced lemon and garlic bread. All right, now, we're going to have a little salad on the side. Cut a cucumber 1/2 lengthwise. Use a teaspoon, remove the seeds. Cut 1/2 lengthwise, then slice thinly. Combine the cucumber with tomato, red onion, red Caspian, and olives in a medium bowl. Drizzle with apple cider vinegar, oil, olive oil, and a little salt and pepper. She serves potato salad but sent no menu. Tips: when selecting the fish, look for bright, clear eyes, not cloudy or sunken eyes, as this will show you how fresh the fish is. Bon appetit. Goodbye from down under. Oh, Sonia. Well, I'm sorry I'm not her, and I'm sorry I don't have the accent. And like I said, if you couldn't follow what I said, it's all there in print for you to read. So now, I'd like to unmute everybody and allow anybody who has a question to ask anybody who is here tonight a question. And if you hear someone start, just wait. You'll be next. Do we have any questions for our group? Don't be shy. Hello?
Question. I have a question about the microwave. I've heard
Okay. Who is this? Say hello and say your name.
Hey, this is Cheryl. Thank you for all the information. It's been interesting listening to it. I've heard that when you use a microwave that it eradicates or takes out the nutrients from your food. Is that true? Does that have any effect on the vitamins you absorb?
Okay, well, I'm not a nutritional expert, and I'm not sure that anyone on the panel is. John, who's not with us tonight, is. But I'll say this, okay? I use the microwave, and I'm Morgellons free. It'll be 4 years on Christmas. Okay, I use a microwave. I don't eat as healthy as the kids who are sick, but I did for many years. I don't think a microwave is going to be the deciding factor whatsoever in you getting well.
Well, I can tell you this, Mel. That is a real controversy with the microwaving, and you can find information.
Yeah, I know, Billy, but everybody's using them and still getting well. So, I mean, you know.
I agree.
Why do we make that an issue when there's enough battling the disease that will create issues?
I totally agree. I mean,
I can only give my best answer, ma'am. I'm feeling great.
Carol, this is Peter. I can tell you that I've had serious concerns. That's why I add in all the cucumber and the red radishes and the red bell pepper and the spaghetti squash and butterscotch has to be cooked in the oven. You'll get 3-4 meals out of that. So, you know, as long as you're adding in some vegetable or using Monica's creation or, you know, I think you're going to be all right as far as getting nutrient value as long as you add in other vegetables.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Do you have any other questions?
Not right now.
Okay. Is there anybody else out there that has any questions? Come on, people. Don't be shy. We're here for you. Okay. Bill, is there anything you'd like to say in conclusion?
Well, I wish everyone the best in good health. This is a real shocker to the system, as you know. Everyone knows who has this. But after a while, your health will come back, and then you start to lead a normal life again. But in the first few months, yes, it is tough. We'll get through it. Perseverance. And say your prayers. And you'll get over this.
Thank
hey,
you.
No, I'd like to. This
go ahead,
this is Peter again.
Well, let me just thank
I'd like
Billy.
To. Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Billy. Thank you so very much, Bill. Okay? For us old-timers, everything's a little tougher. Thank you for being here. Go ahead, Pete.
I just want to say that one of the favorite parts of Mel's protocol is on his on the homepage. It says in big, bold letters, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." I just can't stress enough for those of you that are new to the disease or are trying to glean information, go back and read the posts. You know, I've gone back through maybe 6 complete of the 18 pages, and I'll just print a couple out and then take them home and read them, you know, as the evening unfolds. But the more knowledge there, everything is there from the early people for like Mel and Sonia, people that have had this disease. It's a wealth of information there. And, you know, going there will answer many, many of your questions. I can't urge enough how important it is to spend time researching those pages and portals.
Okay, well, the old pages were the beginning, and the history of the website is here from the day one. And as I've often told all of you, and I mean all of you who are here tonight, who I've talked with for many times, that if anything ever happened to me, we've created a lending library that if people are willing to read from the beginning to the front, from the back to the front, everything is there that they need to make a decision on restoring their wellness.
Amen,
Pete,
brother.
I can't thank you enough. And, you know, meeting you face-to-face, you are the first Morgellons friend and patient that I've been around since Mary Beth, and it was kind of exciting for me.
Thanks for me.
So keep up the good work. Like I said, I think you're going to beat my record by a day and be the quickest to get better. although Monica probably has a whole lot
to say.
About that.
I'm like, excuse me? I don't think so.
You know, Monica, he got out of the car. I'm 6'2". This guy stands up and comes at me with no, you know, a strideful gait, very little limp to his gait. You know, he's vibrant. He's, you know, he's in tone. And the first thing I said to him was, buddy, you got to change that picture of that old man on the website. You are not that man. Just incredible to see how well restored Mel is. So once again, just to affirm that this protocol does indeed work, and restoration of your full health is there if you stay committed.
Thanks, Petey. Go ahead, Diva.
You know, the thing that struck me the most that I wanted to say is, when you find this website, when you read through the pages, and when you read other people's stories and you know that people are getting well, I want everyone to remember that that is exactly where you can stop being afraid. It's when you don't know what this is. It's when you're up at night or you're losing sleep or you're scratching and itching and you don't know what's going on with your body, that's the time to be afraid. When you find this website, you can stop being afraid because you found the place where you're going to get the help that you need in order to be cured. So I know that, you know, and I speak from experience, I know it's a frightening time. You're not sure what's going on. But when you figure it out, when you understand what it is, when it has a name, and you come to this website and you're being armed with the weapons that you need, I mean, being surrounded with the community that you need to support you, you don't have to be afraid anymore. Any fear that you would experience in this, now you have to focus it into being courageous. You have to focus it into, you know, getting on the protocol. You have to focus it into monitoring what you eat, you know, what's going into your body. Are you getting enough rest, keeping your stress levels low? So I wanted to say that because I think it's really, really important. People, you know, they start this protocol and they're still not sure about it. And I'm here to tell you, I'm living proof that you can stop being afraid the moment you start this protocol, the moment you find yourself here at this website. And, you know, the fact that you're even on the phone right now listening, you can stop being afraid now. It's just time to fight and focus on the fight and focus on getting well and being there to have a great life and be there with your family and to enjoy life in general. So that's what I wanted to say. You can. It's time to be courageous, and it's now you can stop being afraid.
God bless you, Monica.
Thank you
very much, really. We're going to ask one more time if there are any more questions, and then we're going to sign off for the night. We'll have another conference call next month, and it's going to be Miss Braddy Sloppiness versus me, Mr. Clean, Mel, Mr. Clean. If we can get Miss back in on her feet. I'd like to thank all our guests tonight. I'd like to thank all the people who helped me do the show tonight for their time and their effort. I'd like to say that this program will be in the conference call archives by Wednesday, as well as in the FAQ, the diet section. We'll have all these wonderful diets for you. Thank you all. God bless each and every one of you. There is no reason to be afraid anymore whatsoever. There are so many people getting well. Just read as much as you can, rest as much as you can, and pray a little bit. God bless and good night to each and every one of you.
God bless you too, Mel.
All right, good night.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Stay in the fight, everybody. Stay in the fight.